speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July the 9th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got Eric Falwell. Swalwell. You might as well be Falwell. Farewell, Swalwell. We hardly knew ye. Well, actually, we did know you, and we couldn't stand you, and we're glad to see that you've basically collapsed. He is resigned to the fact that his massive program of gun confiscation at the threat of nuclear weapons against the American people, that's what he put out on Twitter. Maybe he wouldn't use nuclear weapons. Maybe he would just go with the nuclear option with a full militarized police confiscation here in the United States against the Constitution. Of course, the problem with that is that it's not working even in New Zealand. We're going to talk about that failure as well as the failure of Eric Swalwell coming up in the broadcast today. We're also going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. And this has really taken over the news media. I'm really more focused on the things that directly affect me in life. And so when I look at this Epstein thing, I see two things. Number one, the political games behind all of this. Why was this guy given a pass? He obviously was running a big pedophile network, but he obviously had a lot of big political connections, a lot of connections with the CIA, other people. Where'd he get all of his money? Well, he got it from Victoria's Secret. What a play. That's where you would expect one of these guys to hang out, right? But we're not going to get into the details of that, but we are going to take a look at how Jeffrey Epstein's America isn't slouching towards Gomorrah, as Bork pointed out. We were slouching towards America 20, 30 years ago. I guess it's 30, 40 years ago, maybe, when he was put up by Reagan to be on the Supreme Court. He said, yeah, we're slouching towards Gomorrah. No, we're already there. We got drag queen story hours. We are using gender confusion. And as I pointed out, I still can't believe the interview that I had with a father who came here. His wife divorced him, and his wife decided that their young son should be a girl. And so she started this program, basically dressing him as a girl and so forth. When he was with the father, separated, he would always identify as a boy, didn't want to dress as a girl and so forth. But she went to the courts, and the court said, nope, you're going to have to not talk to him about being a boy. You're going to have to use certain pronouns, said the family court. And now this judge is telling him that when this and his son, who is approaching his eighth birthday, he's seven plus now. The judge said, when your son approaches the age of eight, we're going to chemically castrate him. And you're not going to have anything to say about it. As a matter of fact, you're going to pay for this. And he says, I'll go to jail first. And if you want to help him, that website is savejames.com. Absolutely amazing. This type of thing is going on in America. So why are we concerned so much about Jeffrey Epstein? Is it the politics? I'm more concerned to save James. I'm more concerned about the drag queen story hours going on everywhere. I'm more concerned about the curriculum in our elementary schools coming after these kids, because folks, they're all tied together. The reason they're doing this, the reason that they're pushing this transgender agenda in kindergarten, is because they want to make everybody comfortable with the idea that children who haven't even come close to approaching puberty can make decisions about what gender they are. That means that they can make decisions about what, whether they're going to have sex or not, right? That is, I've said this from the very beginning, this whole kindergarten transgender stuff, this drag queen story hour, that is child abuse. It is laying the groundwork for pedophilia. We're also going to talk about the census question, legal issues that have arisen on this. Folks, it's not just an important question for the census. This is an important question for the authority of the presidency. Do you have to get permission from these imperious judges for everything that is within the scope of your office? Does the Constitution even apply anymore, anywhere? That is the real question. It's not even about the census. And so, yeah, we're going to have a s-hole country, or we're going to count American citizens again.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July 9th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a variety of topics we're going to get to today. We're going to talk about the census, as I was saying just before we went to break at the top of the hour. Nancy Pelosi is out there saying, well, you want to make America white again. No, no, it's not MAGA. It's CACA. C-A-C-A. Are we going to count Americans again of all colors, Nancy? Or are we going to have a, as President Trump said, an S-hole country? So it's CACA or an S-hole country. But it's really a question of authority. The more important question, as important as I've said many times, as important as this question of the census is, does everything the president has a lawful right and a duty to do, does that all have to be approved and rubber stamped by political judges everywhere? I say no. I say no. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what the American people think about this versus what Nancy Pelosi thinks and says about this. And we're also going to talk, of course, about what's going on with Epstein. But we're going to do it in a different light than you probably heard. I'm going to tell you, folks, that I think that Jeffrey Epstein is just the tip of the iceberg of what America has become. We have become a nation that sexualizes our children, and it's being done in our government schools, our government institutions. We have become Sodom and Gomorrah. We are sexualizing our kids with this transgender agenda because we want to pretend that they can determine that. And if they're mature enough to determine what gender they are, they're mature enough to determine whether or not they want to have sex. It is a pedophile agenda. It has been from the very beginning. And so this is about you and your children. Even if they don't ever come near these disgusting corporate and political elites that are around Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to talk about that also. We have some updates on fossil fuels. You've got all these pictures. The Drudge Report's got the swamp is now literally flooded. But, of course, it was just a week ago, on July 1st, a lot of new rules come in all these different jurisdictions. One of the rules I didn't talk about was the draconian new anti-plastic straw laws that went into the District of Columbia. And, of course, they're going to have super secret inspectors doing surprise visits to restaurants and hitting them with massive fines if they find any plastic straws in Washington, D.C. What's behind all that? What's behind all the claims that, oh, look, almost 45% of the cars being sold in Norway are electric? We're going to tell you about the carrot, about the stick. President Trump jumped into all of this stuff, taking on the Green New Deal, talking about how it's going to be used to destroy our lives. Yes, that's exactly. He's exactly right about that. And I'm very glad that he is opposing that. And I support him in his opposition to the Paris Climate Accord and all of this climate insanity. So we've got a fossil fools section coming up here as well. But before we get into that, let's just take a look at the news. You know, it didn't take Nike too long to jump on the bandwagon of these anti-American women's soccer team. So they champion the idea of equal rights, and smashing a glass ceiling and so forth. Should we remind them yet again that the USA women's soccer team was beaten 5-2 by under 15-year-old boys? And then they went on to beat the Russian team. So it wasn't like the U.S. women's soccer team was really, really bad by world standards. They went on to beat the Russians after they were shellacked by under 15-year-old boys. And this is the fourth time the U.S. women's soccer team has won the World Cup. Do you remember times number one, time number two, time number three? Do you remember any of those? Were any of those talked about by the corporate press? No. Why? Well, because this time is different. This time, they've got a Colin Kaepernick figure who wants to take on President Trump, and it's all about that. All about that. Never paid attention to the first three times, and the third time was as recent as 2015. So 2015, the U.S. women's soccer team wins the World Cup. No press coverage whatsoever. Who cares? I still don't care. You probably still don't care. It's just the way this is being spun by Nike and the corporate media. So nobody cares when they win the World Cup in 2015. 2017, again, they're beaten by under 15-year-old boys. They go on to beat the Russian team, however. And then 2 years later, they win it again for the fourth time. And now it's all over the news everywhere. Big deal. And so I tweeted out yesterday. I said, well, if we're told that these silicon sensors, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Google, if they now own the internet is now their private property and they can do to you whatever they wish. These are the same people who say that a small baker in Colorado must do whatever anybody demands of him. But, you know, these big corporations, coming into that digital public square, their model is a public square. Their model is not a bakery. And these are the biggest corporations the world has ever seen, bigger than most countries in terms of number of people in their public square, in terms of their political clout, in terms of their money, bigger than most of the countries on earth. And yet they can purge you out of their space, which they have said is a public square. But the little baker, he has to do whatever the gay marriage people or the transgender people say. You know, he's selling them off-the-shelf goods, no problem. But he says, I'm not going to custom bake something for you that violates my conscience. You're not going to come into a Jewish deli and tell me that I got to bake a cake for Nazis. You're just picking a fight with me. And that's what these people were doing. They're not tolerant. They demand that you fall down on your knees and worship their agenda. But we're all told that we have to fall down on our knees and we have to worship Facebook and Twitter and Google. And that's their right because they've now won. They've conquered the world. They own the world. It's their private property, the internet is. You might ask, as I've pointed out many times, how did they get that control? Were they helped by the U.S. government to get that kind of control? Yes, of course they were. And I've talked about that many times. I'm not going to go into that yet. But if they own that and they can censor you, this is the argument the left is using. They own that and they can censor you. The U.S. taxpayers are paying for the women's soccer team. Can we shut her up or just disband them if that's the way they're going to act? I'm sick of this. This is not a situation of a private NFL league and what they can or cannot do with Colin Kaepernick. This is a taxpayer-funded team, supposedly representing the U.S. They despise the U.S., so let's get rid of them. Who needs them anyway? Let's put together a team of under 15-year-old boys, call them the women's soccer team, and take the World Cup every year. Female athletes who are complaining about transgender males dominating their sports are saying they're being retaliated against by the coach. This is in Connecticut. Boys are competing in the girls' track and field events in Connecticut at the direction of the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference. And they said they're winning most of the time. So the girls are angry about this. But they are afraid to publicly object for fear of retaliation, according to Selena Soule, one of the female competitors. She and two of her unnamed female peers who are, I mean, think about the intimidation. Only one of these three girls has said, look, we're being dominated by these people. This is a fiction. This is not fair. We can't get scholarships anywhere. We're deprived of the opportunity to get a scholarship anywhere. We've worked very hard to get in physical shape, and yet we can't compete against the males. That's why you have male and female sports. But still, they're intimidated. They're afraid. Two of them who even want to join this lawsuit do it anonymously because they're afraid to put their names there. They know they're going to be retaliated against. Only one, good for you, Selena, is going to stand up and fight this. Two biologically male students, Andrea Yearwood and Terry Miller, have dominated the sport since they were allowed to compete against biological females. The two of them together have won as many women's state championship titles, that is 15, as did 10 girls, real biological girls, in 2016. And Julian Castro wants taxpayer-funded abortions for these guys. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the info war today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Actually, we're not looking for any lunatics. We've got plenty of them in the Democrat Party, and they're running for president. We're going to talk about Eric Swalwell, the first of dozens who will be failing. And then this is a contest, really, to find out who the biggest loser is, because the winner of this contest gets to lose to President Trump and be the biggest loser of the Democrat Party. Who will be the next Jimmy Carter or Hillary Clinton? That is the contest, and it's a wonderful sight to see. So we're going to tell you how that's shaping up. They're actually going to have a lottery before the next Democrat debate. Eric Swalwell, of course, has lost that lottery already. And as I tweet out, this really wasn't so much him quitting. He quits. It's more like a tweeted out on Twitter, Libertarian. You can follow me there. I said somebody heard him mumbling, "You can't fire me, I quit," to the American public as he left the arena. Let's take a look at what Burgess Owens, a real athlete — he's not one of these women soccer people, a real athlete — and he's black. Of course, you may remember him from the NFL. I do remember him. I'm not somebody who follows sports too much, but I know Burgess Owens' name. I heard it enough. He was a very, very impressive player when he played sports. But he's also been very outspoken about reparations. And he's been outspoken about how the Democrats have destroyed the black community that he knew as a child. He was talking about how, and I forget the statistics that he had, but it was overwhelming. It was like 70% of the black families were intact, or, you know, more than 50, I forget the number of entrepreneurs that he was talking about, but it was very common to have an intact family. That was the rule. And it was very common to have a vibrant entrepreneurial economy, even within the black community. They had people who were successful, even if they stayed within their community. And yet the Democrats have destroyed all that. They've created a dependency. And so he comes out and says, you know who should pay the reparations to the black community? It should be the Democrats. And he's absolutely right. Absolutely right. He said the Democrat Party, of course, is one which put in slavery, had the Ku Klux Klan, founded the Jim Crow laws. You know what? The Democrat Party has always been the party of racism. That has always been the tool for their political success. Divide and conquer. The only thing that's changed now is they've just changed how they're racist because of changing demographics. They're jumping on the tide of changing demographics, and so now their whipping boy is white people instead of black people. And he's absolutely right about this. Burgess Owens, spot on. Saw this article about Starbucks. Came out towards the end of the week. I was going to talk about it on Friday. Yeah, he had Starbucks throughout about a half dozen Arizona police officers. Somebody in the store said, I feel threatened by these people. They were triggered with their microaggressions. Just seeing police officers there. And so they went over to the store manager and said, I don't feel safe in here. I want you to get them out. And so the store manager went over and asked them to leave. I was talking about this with my son, and he goes, oh yeah, what did he say? Did he go over there and say, leave or I'm going to call the, oh wait. You are the police, right? And so that went pretty viral. The police department there was upset about that, rightfully so. And now corporate Starbucks has now apologized. Let me tell you something. Corporate Starbucks, even though they've got gazillion locations, and even though they're open 7 days a week, they got to be looking over their shoulder at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A jumped from seventh place to third place, just behind Starbucks. And I'm thinking that number two spot is looking pretty, pretty weak right now. People like Chick-fil-A. They see that Chick-fil-A is being treated unfairly by the transgender activists, the anarchists, the Marxists who are trying to realter our society here. As a matter of fact, there was a parody article on the Babylon Bee talking about some atheists who decided they were going to go into competition with Chick-fil-A. They called it Chick-fil-Atheist. And their initial business idea was that they would fill their restaurant with anti-Christian atheist artwork and slogans all on the walls. But they said they had to tone it down because they realized that most of their customers on that one day, you know, they were going to be open on Sunday. That was going to help them take over Chick-fil-A. So they realized that most of their customers were coming there after church. So they had to shut that down, change their business model. And Starbucks is going to have to change their business model a little bit as well. You know, they've got the safe space there where you can camp out in their restrooms. They got the needle exchange. So, you know, they welcome the drug addicts off the street to come in and shoot up. And just in case they don't have enough caffeine in their coffee, you can, you know, shoot up with the preferred stimulant. But they don't want the police in there. Maybe it was one of those people who felt threatened by the police. Maybe it was a drug user. And then there's Disneyland. Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. And yet, there's a video of a family fighting in Disneyland. And they're going after each other. I mean, first, two of the guys, it's like, you know, a family got some kids, you know, male and a female, two different ones. So, you know, four adults. Well, I'll put adults in air quotes here. A husband and wife and another husband and wife. And the two husbands are going after each other. And then one of the wives goes over and starts yelling at one of the guys. And he pops her in the face. We don't have to show this because we'll get taken off the air because this is just too rough. And then everybody starts going after each other. The women start going after the women, each other, and the men are going after the men. And it's like, if this is what's happening at the happiest place on earth, what is it like in these people's homes? I don't know. And yet at Disneyland, they've got the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge that has opened up. And according to Arizona Central, a branch of USA Today, the crowds are not doing too well. Has Disney killed Star Wars? Well, yeah. At the box office, maybe even as an amusement park property. Because of their intersectional femininity, right? Feminism. Everywhere. And all the Disney properties. And I hesitate to think what it's like there. The site reported that for months, Disney prepared for large crowds. But those large crowds are not showing up. They did things like widening and redesigning paths to make them more accessible. They said the crowds have been lighter than anticipated. It opened up on June the 24th. They said the virtual queue created to handle high demand has been triggered only a handful of times. The park has been open with no limits, allowing guests to come and go as they please, meaning it's not busy. And they said the demand for the Millennium Falcon is far shorter than the 2 to 3 hour wait for the Radiator Springs Racers ride when it opened in Cars Land in California Adventure 2012. Cars. People like cars. I don't know if people like the Millennium Falcon anymore after these last few Disney movies. And, of course, they talk about how they have been driving the box office franchise into the ground. Yeah, it's just gone, you know, the Millennium Falcon's just gone right into that asteroid with intersectional feminism. And it's absolutely amazing. You know, when I grew up in Tampa, we weren't too far from Disney World when it opened up. In the early days, they didn't have a real expensive ticket to get you in. I mean, you bought the tickets if you wanted to ride a ride, but you could just go in and walk around the park at any time. You just paid for parking. It was great. I can't stand the crowds. I will not be going there one way or the other. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans, and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
InfoWars, the most
expand network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom renaissance worldwide. It doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted, because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, InfoWars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show, 1776 worldwide.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit more about Disney, because, you know, what happens in Hollywood is changing the world. We underestimate how much power they have to reorganize society. And, of course, Disney has become very politically active. They're coming up with their Disney Plus service, which is going to be a TV channel that you can subscribe to. And they're going to open up their vault on Disney Plus, but they're going to have some exceptions of things that they no longer agree with that Disney, Walt Disney himself, did. I'd be very surprised if they have, for example, Johnny Tremaine. That's just too racist. You know, it's all that Betsy Ross stuff and Sons of Liberty. You can't have that on Disney Plus. We don't embrace those values anymore, but they definitely aren't going to have Song of the South, because that, of course, is racist, according to them. Song of the South, we used to have that in our video stores 40 years ago. We had to get it on Japanese Laserdisc. It's kind of funny. Every time they broke into song, you would see Japanese subtitles everywhere with it. But anyway, they would be hardwired onto the Laserdisc. But actually, I thought it was a charming story. I didn't see it as racist at all. As a matter of fact, it's not just Uncle Remus stories that were enshrined in Song of the South. I mean, we've had, look at Aesop's Fables. Aesop was a slave. Isn't it interesting that two of the most popular of all the folk tales, yeah, you know, we had some European folk stories and things like that that were done, but Aesop's fables, as well as the Uncle Remus stories, have really struck a chord over time. And they were stories from two slaves. Why? Why? Because sometimes the people who are at the lowest stations of life have the most humanity and wisdom, and we can learn the most from them. Do you ever think about that? It's not always the wise. It's not the people who are the richest, the people who are in power, are not always the wisest people. And they certainly don't usually have a regard for other people's humanity. Not having money, not having power, being a slave can make people wise. And it certainly made Uncle Remus, made Aesop wise. But I guess, you know, we're going to throw all that throw that in the briar patch, you know, don't throw me in the briar patch. I guess the next thing that'll be out will be the Little Rascals, because we can't see black and white kids playing together. What they're doing is absolutely dangerous. All those parents, where are the parents throughout all the Little Rascals episodes? Why isn't CPS rounding up these kids when they see them going down the street in their homemade, contraption? I mean, it's the crazy stuff that they got into, and the parents were never around. That's what I always aspired to as a kid, was what the Little Rascals were doing. But, you know, they still like the song Zippity-Doo-Dah and so forth. They play that everywhere at Disney, but they won't have the Song of the South there. And again, you've got some white kids looking up to the wisdom of Uncle Remus, but they say that is racist. They won't allow that in there. We've also got Disney saying that they're going to demand some 4-year-old child who died. They put a Spider-Man statue on the top of his tombstone. Disney found out about it and said, get that off. We now own Marvel. They own everything, right? They now own the Star Wars franchise. They own Marvel. They're buying everything. That is the business model. These people want to own the world. You know, you got Warner owns Happy Birthday. You can't sing Happy Birthday, or they file a copyright suit against you if you don't pay them. I mean, it's absolutely amazing that the model of these big corporations is to own everything. That's why you need to look at these silicon censors, the social media companies that are antisocial, the massive search engine that is now working to hide everything that you have. These people want to own everything, including you. They want to control your speech, what you see and hear. That's why this whole thing about the digital copyright stuff is so dangerous, because it fits both of those things. It is a tool of social control, a tool of controlling free speech, and it is a tool of asserting their ownership over everything. Forever, they keep extending these copyright laws. I remember when we had the video business, there was a story about a daycare center that drew on the wall some pictures of some Disney characters at the time. This is back in the 90s. And Disney sent their lawyers out, told them, you get that stuff off, and made a big deal out of it. It made the papers. And the Hanna-Barbera studios saw it. And they said, tell you what, we'll send our studio artists over, and we will paint over the Disney stuff. We'll have our professional artists do it. And they did that. They did that. That is not Disney after Walt Disney. That's Disney after Eisner and these other guys who have now taken over. And, you know, they just did a movie about the life of J.R.R. Tolkien, Disney did. And I thought it was interesting because the influences of Christianity in his life, which were very big, they completely took that out of his life story. And if you go back and look at the letters between J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, who were close friends, and they wrote letters back and forth, these letters were published in the 1980s, J.R.R. Tolkien said he didn't want to have any future dealings with Disney. He says, for whom I have a heartfelt loathing. And that was Walt Disney. He didn't like Walt Disney because he didn't like what he had done with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He thought he had done, I guess you could call it today, we'd call it cultural misappropriation. He didn't like the fact that Walt Disney had made a cartoon silly song out of it. He took it very seriously, as you can see in his works, right? European mythology, he thought it had been trivialized by that. He said it might be advisable, rather than lose the American interest, he wrote to C.S. Lewis, Tolkien did, to let the Americans do what seems good to them as long as it is possible. I should like to add that I would veto anything from or influenced by the Disney studios, for whose works I have a heartfelt loathing. He didn't want to see his work tarnished by Walt Disney because he thought it'd be trivialized. And, of course, they were, as I said, very close friends as these letters came out. They were saying, well, I recognize Disney's talent, but it always has seemed to me hopelessly corrupted. Though in most of the pictures' proceedings from the studios, there is an admirable or charming passage. The effect of all of them is, to me, disgusting. Some have given me nausea. He said the use of his shadows, of dwarves, and of vultures was real genius, however. But he said that, his first book, by the way, to give it some context, his first book, The Hobbit, was released in the UK September 1937, just a couple of months before Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs hit the U.S. theaters. And so he was saying, I don't like this. You know, his dwarf was a very serious thing that was born out of Nordic mythology. And he also, years later, in 1964, he was wrote a letter to the woman who'd written Mary Poppins, saying he really hated the treatment of Mary Poppins by Walt Disney. But I guess the real thing that brings all this up is the fact that Disney then does a live film of this guy who didn't want any of his fictional work touched by Disney. They do a live film about him where they trivialize and essentially eradicate his Christian faith. As PJ Media pointed out, the film neglected his faith, which inspired his entire life. The movie also cuts out the literary works that inspired his imagination. Lord of the Rings was heavily influenced not just by Western literary tradition, but by Christianity and by Jesus in particular. As a matter of fact, you know, C.S. Lewis would talk about the fact that he loved mythology. He said Christianity is the greatest myth, the greatest mythology. In other words, a great story. What C.S. Lewis said was he said the difference, of course, between Christianity and these other epic stories, the mythology of it, he says it's based on a true story. And that makes it even more epic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
As we gather this evening in the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, as long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Say about the Disney film about Tolkien and others and how they are destroying not only Star Wars and the Marvel Universe, but of course their real objective is to destroy Christianity, the basis of our foundation and culture. And as people were looking at this movie that came out about J.R.R. Tolkien that was done by the Disney Studios, one of their subsidiaries, and how it completely purged all Christianity from his life when that was the most important influence in his life. I mean, they did have a scene in there where he is taken in by a priest. And yet, you know, he was orphaned as a teenager and the priest had a big effect on his life. And yet that was the only thing there. It's just this kind of human relationship. But there's not anything any deeper. It's so incredibly shallow. Again, as PJ Media pointed out, talking to an expert, an associate professor of history at King's College in New York City, author of a book about J.R.R. Tolkien, he said that many will learn for the first time about his experiences in the trenches of the First World War, about the vital circle of friendships he made before the war, about his passion for languages, and about his love for the woman who inspired him and who would become his wife. But serious Tolkien fans will wonder why the film offers no hint of another vital influence in his life. That would be his friendship with Christian author and apologist C.S. Lewis. They wanted to explore the things that had affected him. And when you see the film, you'll see that, you know, as he's in the trenches and he sees the tanks going over the trenches, spouting fire out of the turrets, then he envisions a fire-breathing dragon and that type of thing. So, I'm sure that had an effect on it. But so did these other aspects that were cut out of his life. He went on to say as a student at King Edward's School in Birmingham, and later at Oxford, he was immersed in works such as the Aeneid, La Morte d'Arthur, the King Arthur story, and Beowulf. These are stories of the noble quest, the tragic hero who answers the righteous call on his life, who acts with courage, who performs his duty. These are not values that Disney is going to promote, or Hollywood in general, is follow your dream. Follow your dream. You know, do what's fun. No, no, no. You're not going to act with courage regardless of the chances of success. The triumph of multiculturalism, he said, has mostly marginalized all of these works from the Academy, along with the ideals and the virtues that they embody. And, of course, this is not the first time that Disney has taken something that had a lot of Christian influence in it. Just take a look at A Wrinkle in Time. There were a lot of Bible quotes in the original book, but, of course, they Oprah-fied it. Had Oprah Winfrey in it, and they turned it into, you know, kind of a, you know, pagan interpretation of that book. I haven't read that book. I don't know. But it did have a lot of biblical quotes in it, which they, of course, would expunge, being Disney. They said, clearly less powerful with the Christianity removed, just like the Tolkien story. I guess you'll have to wait for PureFlix to do the real J.R.R. Tolkien life story. You're not going to get it from Disney. You're not going to get it from these Hollywood studios. And we're going to talk about the kind of America that these people have created when we talk about Jeffrey Epstein coming up in the next hour. Before we do, real quickly, and before we go on to celebrate the departure of Eric Swalwell, I just want to remind you of the 4th of July sales that we still have going at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important for your support, and we want to try to make this as win-win for both of us as possible. So we have cut prices on all InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com by 50%, free shipping store-wide, and double the Patriot points. We also have a lot of great T-shirts and other apparel there, and we have a new design. Actually, we got four designs that center around the Revolutionary War flag, the Betsy Ross flag, that was the center of controversy this 4th of July. But, of course, we always get caught up in those types of issues. And it's important to recognize and to not allow our history to be inverted, subverted, and erased. We got to have that fight, and you can do that with this apparel. But I also want to make sure that some year we have a discussion on the 4th of July about what it was really about. And it was about individual liberty. And it was about not being the slave of a empire. And they don't want you to have that discussion. That's why they always manufacture these other crises along the side. They want to get you fighting with each other over slavery that happened centuries ago. They don't want you looking at the slavery that is happening right now. Right now. And I'll just mention briefly before I get into Eric Swalwell. This article that came out on KUT here locally in Austin. Texas ranks third for the number of stem cell clinics, but that might not be a good thing, they said. Oh, that's bad. Why? Because the FDA and big pharmaceutical companies say so. They said Austin is a hotspot for clinics marketing stem cell treatments directly to consumers. 100 of the 716 clinics in the U.S. That promote this are located in this area. So we got to shut that down because that's a big problem for big pharmaceutical products, right? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration goes on, say KUT, has been cracking down on companies making unsubstantiated claims about the potential for stem cell products to prevent, treat, or cure serious disease, they said. Clinics across the country are falsely claiming their products don't fall under the agency's regulatory provisions for drugs and biological products. Well, they don't. They are biologics. They're your own stem cells. First of all, there is no constitutional authority for the FDA to tell us what food and drugs we can have. We have local governments that can make sure that clinics and restaurants are operating in sanitary conditions. That's why we have inspectors at the local level. We don't need the federal government to tell us broad categories of things like CBD that we can't have, things like our own stem cells from our own bodies. Are they going to demand, like I've said many times before, that people like Joe Biden can't do hair transplants? I mean, you got local officials in the state that are going to regulate the places that do hair transplants to make sure that they're safe and effective. And the liberals love that unless you do it to an abortion clinic. Oh, don't go to an abortion clinic and say, is this place sanitary? You got anybody here with any medical training? Do they have, since you're doing fairly major operation here, do they have admittance to a local hospital? Can the emergency facility get through the hallways and door? Don't ask any of those questions when it comes to abortion clinics. But, you know, because it's my body, my choice. But if it's your cells, it's not your choice. And I'm telling you, it's because they're so effective that the FDA wants to stop this. They said, these actors are taking advantage of patients. They are delaying treatment in many times, not using legitimate, scientifically sound treatment. Or worse, they're posing harm to patients. Well, look, possibly death, they said. Infection or death. Look, you can get an infection at an abortion clinic. You can die at an abortion clinic. They don't care. The FDA doesn't care. But there is no authority for Washington to sit there and tell us broad categories of food and medicine that we're not allowed to have. That's the responsibility of local government to police things and make sure that they're sanitary and that they fall under good practices. That should not be. There's no authority in the Constitution given to the federal government under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They don't have it. And now they've extended that authority. They keep giving themselves more and more authority while they give these people a pass on so many different issues. Pharmaceutical drugs, for example. You want to talk about possible death? Let's talk about the things that are approved by the FDA. You know, did they have a problem with opioids? No, not so much. They want to mandate vaccines, as a matter of fact. That's your FDA. And we talk about pharmaceutical drugs. An article, 2013, Institutional Corruption of Pharmaceuticals, The Myth of Safe and Effective Drugs. In that paper, they went through and said, look, we're having 2,460 people a week, about 2,500 people a week dying from FDA-approved drugs. That did not happen with stem cells. Nothing about that. Safe and effective, just like CBD. Lock up people who use CBD. Shut down the clinics that are providing something safe and effective because we've got to get people on these dangerous pharmaceutical drugs. 2,500 people a week. Go back to 1998. The Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, said, yeah, we've probably got about 106,000 people a year dying from prescription drugs that are approved by the FDA. And that's the whole point. The FDA gives legal cover to these people, just like the government gave complete legal cover to anybody that is harmed or killed by vaccines. You can't even sue these people in court. And yet you've got the corporate media shills for big government, big business.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the exit of Eric Swalwell. Who would have thought he'd be the first person to leave? Well, actually, it was kind of predictable because he had an issue. It was a bad issue, but it was an issue that he built his campaign around. Everybody else built their campaign around their identity. You know, even the people who were white males, like Robert Francis O'Rourke, pretended that they were something else. He pretends he's Hispanic. He's a trans-Hispanic. Eric Swalwell didn't see it coming. It's like, dude, you can't win in the Democrat Party unless you got a gimmick. I mean, it's like going back to Gypsy, the musical, right? You got to have a gimmick if you want to get an audience, if you want to get applause, right? You got to have a gimmick if you want applause. So, you know, we strip these people from their identity politics and they've got nothing. They're laid bare naked out there and these emperors have no clothes. And so that's exactly what has happened with Eric Swalwell. And of course, he got out just in time because he wasn't going to make the next debate. Wasn't going to happen. I don't think de Blasio is going to make the next debate. He's out there pandering to people. I promise I'll give you free kindergarten. How about that? You know, he's just digging deep, trying to come up with free stuff to throw at people to make sure that he can get up from 0% to get into the next debate. And the alignment for the next debate is going to be held with a lottery. Now, they said that the first one was held with a lottery, but they weren't happy about that. They said, no, look, you've got all the major candidates happened on the second night of the debate. And the only major candidate was Elizabeth Warren, who was on the first night of the debate. And perhaps, you know, that was deliberate. Some of the people at the DNC wanted to push her forward. Who knows? A lot of people were suspicious about that. So this next lottery to determine how they're going to break up this mob, this group of criminally insane that have just escaped the Arkham Asylum. They keep talking about asylum. I think it's the one they just escaped from. They're going to have to figure out how they're going to break these two people up into two different nights. So they're going to televise the lottery this time so that you can really trust them. Well, I don't know. I've seen David Copperfield do tricks on television too. I think they can do whatever they want. They can rig this thing however they wish. But as I tweeted out, finally, after two long months, Eric Swalwell is gone. It was a long time to suffer with that guy. And the idea that by some misfortune he could become president, that was something to live with for a long time. You know, this is the guy who took on Joe Biggs on Twitter. You know, and he says, well, we've got to have gun confiscation like they did in New Zealand and Australia. And Biggs said, well, you try that, you're going to start a civil war. And he goes, well, we got nuclear weapons and they're legit. Well, evidently you're not legit, Eric. He wasn't going to make the cut for the next debate, but we still got another two dozen Democrat socialists to go. He was essentially nuked by public opinion. You know, the Democrat-controlled House, by the way, Eric, you can't even win on that issue. The Democrat-controlled House just said we're going to allow, we're going to have the different states respect concealed carry permits from people who are not part of their state, because you've had states like New Jersey hassling and imprisoning people who have gone through all of the hoops to turn a God-given right of carrying a gun, to turn that into a privilege. And you got the people who are good law-abiding citizens to the extent that they will recognize that even as a government-granted privilege, and they'll jump through all the hoops and do all of the paperwork and everything. And even those people would be hassled in New Jersey and other places like that. So the U.S. Congress, controlled with the majority of Democrats, said, we're going to respect concealed carry permits from state to state. So much for that. But actually, gun control is not happening in New Zealand. We got to take a break, and I'm going to tell you what has happened in New Zealand. You will not believe how they have ignored it, just like the American public has ignored Eric Swalwell. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at how New Zealand is not complying with gun control there. Because that was going to be the model for Eric Swalwell's campaign for president. He's going to do full-on gun prohibition and confiscation. And, of course, you've got other non-playable candidates, NPCs, like Beta Male O'Rourke and others who have parroted that idea. Look, the war on drugs hasn't worked. And if you've got somebody like Eric Swalwell who thinks that he can confiscate guns, he's going to negate his authority to even be in government. Right? He's going to negate his authority to even be in government. And the same way that Jeff Sessions, this reefer madness drug control warrior, realized that he was going to completely negate the entire war on drugs if he got into a fight with more than two-thirds of the U.S. states that have legalized marijuana for medical use. Now you've got, 17, 18 different states that have legalized it for recreational use. You want to have that fight, federal government? We're going to expose the fact that you've got no clothes. You've got no authority. The only reason that you have a federal office is because you swore to uphold the Constitution. And it's not just federal offices. You know, part of the Constitution says all the officers at the state level will also swear to uphold the Constitution. These people who violate the Constitution have no authority. Have no authority whatsoever. And so, yeah, you go ahead and do that. You go ahead and try to overturn our nullification of your unconstitutional war on drugs. And that's the most important thing about this fight on marijuana, to show how we can pull back the federal overreach that has intruded into so many different areas of our lives, do that peacefully by having our legislatures say you don't have that authority. There you go, reefer madness. You don't have that authority, or have the people in a referendum directly say, no, you don't have that authority. And that needs to be done with many other issues. You know, when you look at Alabama and the abortion issue, they said, well, we're going to challenge Roe v. Wade. And the right way to do that, and I was very disappointed when I saw Congressman Mo Brooks said, yeah, we got to have this discussion. The, Roe v. Wade is wrong. And so we've completely shut this down. We've created a law like the one that was in effect in Texas at the time that the Supreme Court put in Roe v. Wade. And we're going to challenge that. But then they said, we're going to challenge it by sending it to the Supreme Court again. No, that's not the way you challenge it. You challenge it the same way we challenged the DEA and the unconstitutional war on drugs, which is a UN agenda. We challenged it by saying at the local level, we passed a referendum and said, we're not going to do that here. And you know, when you had gay marriage, something again, that the Supreme Court has no authority to determine or to define what marriage is one way or the other. You'd already had referenda throughout the United States. As a matter of fact, in California, you had the gay marriage amendment lose there. Lose in California. Even with millions of dollars put in by Tim Cook and Apple, it's still lost in California. It lost in Alabama. You had state constitutions that had definitions of marriage. And the federal government said, no, we're going to define it. And they should have all said, you don't have the authority in the same way that they did with marijuana. There was even more support for traditional marriage than there was for the medical use or even the recreational use of marijuana. There was far more public support for that. And our state officials failed us on that issue. The only one that didn't was Roy Moore. And look what the Republicans did to him. This fake Me Too stuff. He was the only one who stood up and said, the state constitution says this, the state law says this, the federal government has no jurisdiction in this area according to the constitution. End of story. That's what everybody should have done. We only had one government official in the entire country who had the guts to stand up and say what the law truly is, where the lines of authority are drawn. And look at what they did to him. This is why I'm worried about the census question, because it really is a case. The question is not even about citizenship. It's a question of authority. We're going to get to that later in the program. But let's go back to Eric Swalwell. We talked about how he had to drop out. What is happening in New Zealand? Well, as of last week, in a country where they have an estimated 1.5 million guns, 700 of them had been turned in. Now, I'm just on top of my head. I think that, if my math is correct, I think that is 0.05%. You know, 0.05% of the people complied with that. And so it's not doing too well. Not doing too well. They're just ignoring it. And as Reason Magazine points out, once again, responding to a horrendous crime by inflicting knee-jerk authoritarian restrictions on innocent people, it proves to be an ineffective means of convincing people to obey. New Zealand not only passed gun confiscation laws, they also stepped up their censorship. You know, we've had at least one person go to jail for posting videos or comments made by the killer. That's how authoritarian the New Zealand government got after that. Not doing too well, though, because, you know, that information is going to get out. It's been published worldwide already. But they can hammer their citizens. And so only 700 out of 1.5 million guns have been turned in. How did Australia do? Because, you know, Australia had their famous experiment, I guess you could call it, back in the 1990s, 1996 to 97. They outlawed all guns. Turn them in. We're going to crush them. Had all these photos of them crushing guns and so forth. Well, they estimated that in Australia, only about 20% of the banned self-loading rifles have been given up. And this was a 2016 report that said many members of the community still possess gray market firearms because they did not surrender these during the gun buyback program. The Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission conservatively estimates that there are more than 260,000 firearms still there illicitly. And immediately after New Zealand said we're going to ban all these guns, I reported at the time how some local gang members went public with it. These are guys with gang tattoos and everything. It's like, we're not going to give up our weapons, I said. You know, will gangs get rid of their weapons? No, said one gang member, telling the New Zealand press. Because of who we are, we can't guarantee our own safety. That's true whether you're a gang member or not. As a matter of fact, even if, you know, if you're not a gang member, you're going to be at the mercy of the federales or the gangs. You know, it's just like the Magnificent Seven, right? What was the story behind that? Of course, it was based on Seven Samurai. Same idea. You know, you have some people who have weapons, whether it's a sword or whether it's a firearm. Those people are at the mercy, or other people are at the mercy of those people. And the peons in Mexico, the farmers, were tired of being bullied by the federales who are bought off by the bandidos who come around, the gang members who come around and bullying them. So they went north. They hired seven guys, gunfighters, to come down, not just to fight for them, but the important thing about that movie is they wanted them to come down and train them how to use firearms. Give us firearms. Show us how to use them so we can defend our homes, our family. And that was a key part of that movie. It wasn't just the Magnificent Seven. It was the local village taking it on themselves to fight against these gang members. So, yeah, if you're a gang member, yeah, you're going to turn in your guns when the other gangs don't have them. if you are a peon, you're going to turn in your guns and let only the gang members and the federales have them? No. No, absolutely not. And, of course, here in the United States, it would be unconstitutional. And it would kind of go the same way as drug prohibition has. If you want to see something get incredibly dangerous, just prohibit it. We saw it with alcohol. We've seen more intense forms of drugs created by these black market monopolies of organized crime. You want to see organized crime flourish? You want to see the police departments corrupted? You want to see the courts corrupted? You want to see people enslaved? Just create prohibition.
The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the census question, because a lot of people are confused about what's going on. You had the Justice Department come out after the Supreme Court said, well, we don't like the reasons you gave us for this, and we're going to send it back to a lower court or whatever. And they said, well, that's it. We're going to start printing the forms. And evidently, from what some people have said, they've already started printing the forms. And then a day or two later, President Trump came out and said, no, it's fake news. We're going to ask that question. We're going to do whatever we need to do. And he said, I might issue an executive order. And, of course, he's also, there's been some reshuffling of people who are involved in this at the Justice Department. And so he's looks like he's still pushing on this. And so it's going to be a very interesting question. And the question itself is very important. Very important, because as the federal judges who struck this down in New York and California, I think, well, there's one in California. I think there was another one in New York. But the one in California said, look, this is going to cost California political power, and it's going to cost California federal money. It is a vital issue. And the issue is whether or not California should get more money and more political power for being a sanctuary state. Are they going to get political power from inviting people into their state and say, come here, you can live at our expense. Oh, I mean at the expense of taxpayers across the United States. You can live here. But if you're living here, we get to use you to amplify our political power, to amplify our representation in Congress, to amplify our representation in the Electoral College. No. No, absolutely not. But, of course, now this becomes a question of racism, according to Nancy Pelosi. She came out today and said, President Trump is trying to make America white again. Let's play video clip number 8.
But it all comes back to elections, because elections have ramifications, and that's why they don't want to allocate the resources. That's why they want to ignore the foreign assault on our elections. That's why they want to suppress
the vote. Pause it right here. Elections have consequences unless you lose. And if you lose, then you feel free to invent any kind of fiction you want if you're a Democrat to try to overturn the election that you lost. They've lost over 1,000 offices since Obama became president. And, of course, talk about foreign influence on elections, but you beg foreign citizens to come live here and vote here, and you have the audacity to talk about foreign influence on our elections when that's precisely what you're trying to set up here? You're trying to bring people in as your captive dependents, your slaves, your welfare dependents, so they'll vote for you for more free stuff. And you have the audacity to talk about foreign influence. I don't see any Russians moving here, Nancy, for the welfare, so that they can rig our elections. Let's go ahead and continue with what she has to say, because she goes, wait for this. I mean, she goes right, she plays a race card here. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
That's why they want to gerrymander the districts, because they want to be sure that just their people vote and not the general population. And that's why they're fighting the census. And that's another place where you'll probably see a contempt action on the part of the House of Representatives, on the Trump administration, to bury the census, who we are as a people. Who we are as a people. They want to suppress
the American people, the citizens.
Only be certain people counted, people
that's
who
right.
will vote.
Only citizens should be voting, Nancy.
So again,
that's
the
right.
times have found us to save our democracy in every possible way. The Supreme Court did not rule in their favor because they said the administration did not give sufficient evidence as to why the citizenship question should be there. So they kicked the can. And then
we'll talk about
the administration said, okay, we won't put it on there. And then the president injected himself into this. But this is about keeping, you know, Make America, you know this hat? Make America white again. They want to make sure that people, certain people, are counted. It's really disgraceful. And it's not what our founders had in mind. And it's not what how we can decide who we are as a people.
Yeah, exactly what Burgess said earlier. He said, if there's any reparations that need to be paid, they need to be paid by the Democrat Party. And as I said, they've always been the party of racism. They have always found racism going into the group that they feel is a demographic majority. We ought to call them the demographic party. They don't have anything to do with democracy. Don't talk to me about democracy when you want foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing to vote in our elections. Absolutely amazing. They just want their people to vote, she said. Yeah, American citizens are our people. And not the general population of a sanctuary state. Yeah, that's exactly what we want, Nancy. You spun that there. But President Trump, again, as we look at what do the American citizens want? The majority of Americans want the citizenship question included on the 2020 census. A poll from The Economist and YouGov, they asked, do you think the federal government should or should not ask people whether they are American citizens as part of the 2020 census? 53% of the people said you should ask the citizenship question. Only 32% said no. Another 14% said, census? What's that? But it is the winning position here. Even CNN says 6 out of 10 swing voters don't want health care for foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing. And latest poll by CNN reveals that 59% of all Americans oppose giving free health care to illegal aliens in the country. We're going to call it Mexicare instead of Medicare. 63% of those in swing states, 88% of Republican voters. And yet this is the position that all of the candidates in that last debate, they were asked point blank, do you support free health care for foreigners criminally trespassing here in the United States? And all 10 of them raised their hands. And they had the New York Post take that picture of them all with their hands up. Who wants to lose an election? If you are going to take the position that is opposed by 60% of the people, especially in swing states, not even the majority of Democrats want that, and that is their universal position. President Trump had a comment about this. He said, the new reports about the Department of Commerce dropping its quest to put the citizenship question on the census is incorrect, as I said last July 3rd. Here's what he had to say. Play video clip number 4.
Are you going to issue an executive order on the census?
We're thinking about doing that. It's one of the ways. We have 4 or 5 ways we can do it. It's one of the ways that we're thinking about doing it very seriously. We're doing well in the census. No, he made a statement. He wrote something out. The judge didn't like it. I have a lot of respect for Justice Roberts, but he didn't like it. But he did say, come back. Essentially, he said, come back. That's what he was saying. So we'll see what happens. We can also add an addition on, so we can start the printing now and maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision. So we're working on a lot of things, including an executive order.
All right, I'm glad President Trump is working on that. And he says he has a lot of respect for Justice Roberts. President Trump, he doesn't deserve your respect. He doesn't deserve your obedience. You are a co-equal branch. You are not under the federal judiciary or Judge Roberts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
$17.76 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom renaissance worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted, because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, InfoWars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I pointed out, 53% of the people want a census question. Are you a citizen? The question that has always been a part of the census, except when Obama took it off. And yet, the Democrats don't want that. Even though, as CNN points out in their poll, 6 out of 10 people in swing states want that question asked. Why is it? Well, because we don't want foreign citizens inflating the representation of sanctuary states. We don't want them voting in our elections because they're criminally trespassing. They're still citizens in the countries that they came from. A majority of Americans also want mass deportation of illegals. A Harvard-Harris poll, yet another poll, finds 51% of American voters support mass deportations. More than 80% of Republicans, more than 50% of swing voters, want mass deportations if Congress fails to act. They want President Trump to do it by executive order. Nearly 90% of Trump supporters said that. So 80% of Republicans, 90% of Trump supporters want him to do something. Don't keep waiting for Mexico to protect our border. Don't keep waiting for Congress to protect our border. A majority of Americans between the ages of 35 and 49 years of age also support deportations if Congress does not act. Let me tell you, they ran the poll in Mexico. By a 3-to-1 majority in Mexico, Mexicans want the people who have foreign citizens who have criminally trespassed into their country deported. By 3-to-1, Mexicans want deportations of illegal aliens out of Mexico. By a majority of 2-to-1 in the polls, they want the military to seal the border off from people who are coming in from Central America. They're tired of it, too, in Mexico. It's not racist. The Mexican people want Mexico for Mexico. The American people want America for America. And we want to make sure that our elections are not rigged with foreign interference, which is what the Democrats are trying to do. While they talk about foreign interference, give me a break. $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook when you got Facebook rigging the entire discussion, controlling the public discussion, controlling the public's free speech, shutting down independent free press like InfoWars. And you say $100,000, even if that is true, that's the best case they could come up with. No, what the Democrats are doing with foreigners registered to vote here, foreigners that even if they don't vote will be counted. Now, that's even, you know, think about that. If California gets more representation, which is what the California judge said, hey, we're going to lose political power and we're going to lose money if we don't count these foreign citizens criminally trespassing. So even if they don't give them the vote, that means that the Democrats get elected from California. You'll have more Democrats from California. Their numbers will be inflated even if the foreign citizens are not voting for them. Even if they don't have the vote in the federal election, there will be more Democrat congressmen in California. And they will all be Democrats. By the way, let's just spend a little bit of time here about where this citizenship question came from. As Human Events points out, the citizenship question is not controversial. What should be controversial is the fact that Obama deleted it. Ending DACA should not be controversial. What should be controversial is that the Obama administration, by executive order, and of course it was Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security head, who said, I'm not going to enforce the law. I'm not going to enforce the law that I swore to uphold. That should be controversial. That wasn't controversial. What should be controversial is when federal judges say, that was an executive order by the Obama administration, but you can't overthrow it with an executive order from President Trump. That should be controversial. No, this citizenship question has been there. Is this person a citizen of the United States? Obama's efforts to not ask the question, writes Human Events, was limited to the 2010 census. From 2009 to 2016, the Obama Census Bureau had no problem asking anyone if they were Americans on all 8 of its annual American Community Surveys. It targeted a smaller demographic key to the success of the Democrats in the 8 years of his administration. The ACS even asked the question in both English as well as in Spanish in the decades prior. In administrations from Bush to Clinton, going all the way back to 1820, there were questions on citizenship, on nationality, on nativity. Where were you born? The process originated with Thomas Jefferson. But, of course, we don't like Thomas Jefferson or Declaration of Independence. All that stuff has got to go. By the way, I was just notified that Ross Perot has died at the age of 89. And of course, remember him for his runs of the presidency, but especially for his opposition to NAFTA. He accurately predicted exactly what was going to happen with NAFTA. And of course, George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, they were both on board with it. So there wasn't any discussion between the two of them. Ross Perot had this to say about it. Run the clip.
We have got to stop sending jobs overseas. To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care. That's the most expensive single element, making a car. Have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement. And you don't care about anything but making money. There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
That's right. Look at wage costs. Look at the lack of regulations, lack of health care costs. That's basically what's happened with China as well. The giant sucking sound of money going south. And, of course, he was absolutely right. We'd had a rough parity of trade deficits between the U.S. and Mexico, for example. It fluctuated from between $2 and $5 billion each year. Some years the U.S. would be ahead, some years Mexico would be ahead. But it never fluctuated by more than $2 to $5 billion, with one country some years ahead and the other one another year the other country would have a surplus of trade. But after NAFTA was passed, the trade deficit with Mexico immediately jumped. Remember, it was trading in the $2 to $5 billion. It jumped to $17 billion. And it stayed there for the next two or three years. And it never got any lower than a $17 billion deficit. So you had a situation where, you know, some years we had a $2 to $5 billion trade surplus with Mexico. Some years they had the surplus with us. But it always was $2 to $5 billion. It jumps to $17 billion. It got as high as $72 billion. But it's now typically about, you know, $50, $60 billion a year. That is what is called a giant sucking sound. And, of course, the establishment, both Democrat and Republican, was full on to go with that. And that's why these people hate President Trump so much, because he said, we're not going to let that sucking continue. It's gotten much bigger. The problem has gotten much bigger with China. They all come after President Trump. Say, look at this. He invented tariffs. No, he didn't. Tariffs invented the United States, quite frankly. You had, as I've pointed out before, Thomas Jefferson, in his second inaugural address, said we've eliminated all these useless offices and unconstitutional offices that have been put in by his predecessor, Adams. He said we've eliminated that so we can ask what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man within the United States? Nobody. Nobody pays any federal taxes. We can support a government that is the size of the Constitution just with taxes at the border on goods and services crossing the border. We don't have to have an internal revenue service. The country was funded on tariffs, completely funded on the Federal Reserve was completely, not the Federal Reserve, the federal government was completely funded on taxes at the border until they decided that they were going to establish the Federal Reserve and the income tax at the same time. In 1913, that's when the globalists and the bankers decided that they were going to tax every American, every farmer, every laborer, and give themselves a free ride. And that's exactly what Ross Perot was fighting for. Ross Perot, dead at the age of 89. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant. Crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans, and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them! Talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the info war today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
Banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That accompanied the old westerns of the mid-20th century. It just has a freedom of openness, of feeling of freedom and liberty, the ability to go wherever you want. I mean, that's wagon train right there. They're going to shut the wagon trains down. They're going to lock you in the cities. Agenda 21, the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability is going to lock you up. Don't fence me in. I don't want that. We've lost that culture. We better pay attention to what's going on. I want to talk more about this census question, because really, it's the question of authority, besides the citizenship question, that we really need to get into here with this. And what is happening with the Department of Justice and Attorney General Barr? Very important questions involved here. Before we do, real quickly, I don't know what the specials are being changed to. They're changing as I speak right now. So let me just tell you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You'll see some new specials that are going up there. We've had massive discounts that have been up for a couple weeks, and they're changing the 4th of July special. But, folks, you are our only sponsor, and it's the products that you buy, the natural, safe, and effective products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com, including things like our toothpaste even, right? No fluoride. We don't have any rat poison in our toothpaste. If you swallow it, you don't need to call poison control, which is, you look at your fluoride toothpaste, it says that on the back of it. So there's no rat poison in our toothpaste. Instead, we have NanoSilver, which fights bacteria and virus, both of those. Of course, bacteria causes bad breath. It also causes tooth decay. It also causes heart disease. It fights all that stuff, as well as viruses. And it also has the good halogen. It has iodine in it, not fluoride. We also have natural products like pollen block. My wife swears by that. I mean, we've lived in many different climates, so it's not a climate issue. It's not a pollen issue. She has some sinus issues, and she's not found anything anywhere that works like pollen block. It doesn't matter whether it's a pharmaceutical drug or whether it is something that is an alternative healthcare thing like a neti pot or anything. Nothing works for her like pollen block. So you'll find a lot of products like that. Take a look, see what the new specials are at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, don't forget, you can always find the content for this show, not only the full show, but different videos that are cut out by content. You can find that at InfoWars.com/David-Knight-Show. And you can find me on YouTube and on Twitter. On YouTube, you can subscribe and share to Libertarian. YouTube.com/Libertarian. Kind of like libertarian, but I'm about liberty. So it's Libertarian, not Liberaltarian, Libertarian. And you can also find me the same name, Twitter, Libertarian. You can follow me and retweet there on Twitter. Also, we got a lot of podcasts. And coming up soon, I'm going to start putting out, I think, some audiobooks, especially on the podcast. But I'll probably also do it on the video feeds as well. I'm going to put out some audiobooks of some classic books, pamphlets, tracts that are very significant in the history of liberty for this country. I think you'll enjoy some of those. You know, Alex's documentaries, I think, have always been very, very effective in terms of getting people to understand the bigger picture. There's only so much that we can do on a daily basis. You know, people who listen to me every day don't want to hear me going through the whole litany, for example, of how social media got control. You know, going back to DARPA and their vision of the internet, going back to InQtel and the venture capital firm that was set up by the CIA, the venture capital firms that had people from the intelligence community sitting on the board. Yeah, you don't want to hear me go into all of that kind of stuff as a background each time. That's the kind of stuff that's good for documentaries. And I think in the same way, some of the classic thinking that formed this country, that founded this country, I want to do some of those on classic books. So you'll find those on the podcast. So we've got a variety of places that carry the podcast. Even iTunes carries this show as a podcast, so don't forget to subscribe to the podcast as well. Let's go back to the question of authority, the census question, and it really is a question of authority. As I said, that question has always been asked in one part of the census or another, in English and in Spanish in recent years, except for when Obama did it. He took that question away. And so that ought to be the question. Why was that taken away? Why did the Obama administration no longer enforce immigration laws for people who were criminally trespassing, foreign citizens who came here? We're not even born here. We're not talking about the anchor baby thing. We're talking about DACA and the Dreamers. There never was a Dream Act. There is no such thing as a Dreamer. They never passed the Dream Act. You had an executive order where Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security, says, I'm not going to enforce the law. And now the judges tell President Trump, well, that's an Obama executive order. As a Republican, you don't have the authority to overturn an Obama executive order. Well, he has the authority. Does he have the political spine to do it? That's the question. And that's the same question when it comes to the census. Does President Trump has the authority to ask anything that he wants on this census? Even Roberts said so, and we got to bow down and worship John Roberts and the Supreme Court, right? No, you don't. But even Roberts said they can ask anything they want. You know, to show you how ridiculous this is, even Snopes, the left-wing, cat-clutching, couch-sitting arbiters of truth have said, admitted, yeah, Obama built the cages for the immigrant children. So let's get beyond the concentration camp stuff with that. And yes, Obama was the one who took off the citizenship question. And now NPR is saying we're going to have a judge review the claims of census citizenship questions. And it's discriminatory origins, discriminatory. So here we are. We don't have judges anymore that look at the letter of the law. They don't look at the Constitution. Instead, they try to discern the motives of President Trump. Karnak the Magnificent is now our judge. I have here in my little hand the motives. I can read the mind of President Trump. It doesn't matter what it says. Now, that regulation, he may have the authority to do that. But I think he made a hate crime. I think he hates those people. And because he hates those people, even though he has the authority to do this, I'm not going to let him do it. What do I think he was thinking? That's the important thing. What these judges think that President Trump was thinking. What are his motives? Did he commit a hate crime when he wrote that perfectly legal bill that he has the authority to do? That's really what we're talking about here. So now a federal judge, says NPR, in Maryland, is moving forward with a case that claims the Trump administration intended to discriminate. Evil intentions against immigrant communities of color by adding the census question that has been there since the 1820s. Maybe Obama was intending to discriminate in favor of those communities when he removed it. Who knows? Maybe he was intending to discriminate in California. And here's what NPR puts in their piece here. They said, well, you know, when he was asked on Friday as he was on the White House lawn leaving for the weekend, the 4th of July weekend, he said, you need it for Congress, for districting. You need it for appropriations. He was right. It's about determining, you're going to do the census, that determines what the congressional districts are and how many congressmen each state get. And the sanctuary states are going to get more. And he says you need it for appropriations. Now, we had a federal judge, as I pointed out many times, the California federal judge who struck this down said, if you ask this census question, it's going to cost California political power and money. Now, the federal judge can say that, and he's okay when he says that. But if President Trump says that, NPR thinks that's evidence of bias. That's evidence of racism. President Trump just said the same thing that federal judge said. We all know what this is about. We're supposed to pretend that it's not about this. We're supposed to pretend that it's not about blind partisan politics. And we're supposed to pretend that the judges at every single level. When I was getting coffee this morning, I saw Judge Napolitano on Fox News, and he was holding court about what all this means. And he talked about this as well. And he goes, see, he got himself in trouble there. He can ask any question he wants, said Judge Napolitano. But Judge Napolitano, being a lawyer, said he has to justify to the judiciary why he asked these questions. No, he doesn't, Judge Napolitano. He is a separate branch of the government. Read the damn Constitution. You're such an authority on this. The president has the authority to ask any question he wants. And he doesn't need to justify it to you or any other judge, including the Supreme Court judges. He doesn't have to justify that. You know, that wasn't technical language yet, but it is about congressional representation and it is about the money. It is about political power. And the biggest political power that is being wielded over us is this usurpation of judicial authority. They don't have the authority to micromanage every aspect of the federal government and every aspect of our personal lives. And it's about time that President Trump take that authority back that never was theirs. Take a look at Andrew Jackson, President Trump. He knew where the lines of authority were drawn. We'll be right back.
1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom renaissance worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link, Infowars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, 1776 worldwide.
As we gather this evening in the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, As long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got a little bit more to say about the census, what Attorney General Barr is about to do, and then we're going to get into the fossil fuels question. And it's a bunch of fossil fools that we're going to expose here. And then we're going to expose Epstein's America. Folks, he is a creature of the kind of culture that Hollywood, the corporate media, the politicians, the corporate-owned politicians have been pushing on us for quite some time. We should not be surprised at the existence of a Jeffrey Epstein. He is everything that Hollywood values. He's the personification of Hollywood values, quite frankly. As I said at the beginning of the broadcast, we're no longer slouching towards Gomorrah, as Judge Bork said. We are there. We're living in it. And you better wake up and realize what's going on in this country. It's a much bigger problem than Jeffrey Epstein. But we're going to take a look at the political motivations behind this as well. This is a highly political case. It's very sensational, but it is also a lot of politics involved here. This is part of a political war of insiders. It's not just about what's going on, but it is also about the gender propaganda that's being foisted upon our kids at the earliest age. This hypersexualization. Far worse, far crazier than anything that was even put out in Brave New World. But it incorporates everything in Brave New World and then a few other things. I don't think in Brave New World they even gaslighted the kids so much as to have them try to imagine a different gender. I don't think even Huxley was ready to go there. But these people have gone a step beyond Aldous Huxley. Let's go back to the census question, though. Attorney General Barr says that he will get the citizenship question onto the 2020 census. He said the Supreme Court decision was wrong. It was wrong to block it, or at least temporarily. He told the Associated Press that the Trump administration will come up with more justification to the judiciary. Again, I wish President Trump would stop listening to these deep state lawyers and go back and read history and read the Constitution. All of the founders. Said Alexander Hamilton, the most statist of them, said the least dangerous of all the branches of government is the judiciary because they don't have the ability to enforce their opinions. And you had Andrew Jackson say to the Supreme Court, well, they've made their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. He did what he had the authority to do under the Constitution. You don't have to go begging to the federal government for authority. And we need some state leaders who say the same thing. Not just on marijuana, but on other issues like abortion, like marriage, like everything else that they have interjected themselves into in our lives. We don't need to go begging to the Supreme Court to 9 politically appointed judges who become a Politburo. You know, it was just a couple of months ago that you had a couple of Democrats say, I think we need to get this non-politicized. So we've got, they admit that the Supreme Court are a bunch of political appointees. So how are they going to fix it? Well, they're going to let those political appointees choose another 6 justices. Because, you know, when they do it, it won't be politicized. As if their Supreme Court decisions are apolitical. They're not at all. Of course, the people that they pick would be just as politicized as their decisions. But I found it interesting that that number that they would get, 15, was exactly the number of the Soviet Politburo, because that's what the Supreme Court has become. It has become our Supreme Politburo. The Politburo and the Soviet Union would decide all public issues, every detail of life in the Soviet Union was decided by these 15 people. And how did they get the Soviet Politburo? Well, once you got one appointed, they would determine who else is going to be. So they would add people to their little inner clique, into their Politburo. They would be the ones, just exactly what the Democrats proposed. I mean, these people didn't just go to the Soviet Union for their honeymoon or to Cuba's Castro for their honeymoon. They didn't go there because they liked the food or the music. They went there because they liked the political system and they want to impose it on America.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Attorney General Barr says that he's going to take legal action. And again, I hope he has success, because I think this census question is very important. It's going to allocate money. It's going to allocate political power, which is exactly what President Trump said, which is why NPR and the left and corporate press are saying, see, he's got impure motives. Well, that's exactly what the California judge said. California judge said it's about political power and money. And so I'm not going to let you ask that question. President Trump says, I need to ask that question because it's about political power and money. You are a racist. And you have to answer to the judiciary for your motivations on doing this question. No, you don't. No, you don't, President Trump. Even more important than the question of citizenship is the question of presidential authority and the question of the judiciary usurping authority over the president, over every American citizen, quite frankly, and over the state legislatures, where it doesn't have authority under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, let alone the Constitution. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment say you've got limited powers. It's limited only to the ones that we specifically put there. If we didn't tell you got the power, you don't have it. We keep it. The people keep it. The states keep it. And so there is no power for them to opine about the meaning of life, the beginning of life, the definition of marriage, none of those things. You should have different rules about that to reflect the different states. You know, some states are going to legalize infanticide full on at birth. You know, Virginia, the liberal states and New York and so forth, they'll legalize infanticide. Other places will say you're not going to kill babies at any age. Other places are going to have different definitions of marriage. That's all fine. That's what the Constitution says. The Constitution doesn't say that a Supreme Politburo of 9 politically appointed judges who have no accountability, we don't ever elect these people, you can't remove them, that they're going to decide every issue. And they don't even refer to the Constitution. They don't even make a legal. I've read you the detailed points of Roe v. Wade. It doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution. They don't even make a constitutional argument. They don't even pretend to do that. They go back and look at Greek medical ethicists. They look at the AMA. They look at what scientific opinion was at the time. They looked at foreign law and so forth, and then said, well, here's what I think. I think we'll cut the baby in thirds. You know, first third, you can cut the baby up if you want. The next two thirds, you can't. Let's see. First third, you can't stop people from cutting the baby up. And then the second two thirds of the baby's gestation period, that's up to the states. Where did they come up with that? They have no authority. It's all up to the state. It's all up to the state. From conception on, it's up to the state. But anyway, Attorney General Barr says he thinks he's got something that can happen. And, of course, he has shaken up the team that's going to be handling this census-related question. Reports Reuters, a new team of civil division lawyers at the Department of Justice will take over handling the 2020 census-related cases, said a spokeswoman for the agency on Sunday. That shakeup came as President Trump pushed to include a contentious citizenship question on the 10-year survey, the census. Trump said he was considering issuing an executive order to accomplish his aim, and that's exactly what he should do. He has the authority. He is the president. He can ask any question he wants. His motivations are no different than the California judge. Again, it's about political power and money, said the judge. President Trump, on Friday, as he's getting in the plane, said the same thing. It's about political power and money. Oh, well, you are trying to discriminate against people, says NPR and the corporate press. Barr has recused himself from the Epstein case, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. But he says, I agree with President Trump that the Supreme Court decision was wrong. It is an opportunity now to potentially cure the lack of clarity that was the problem, and we might as well take a shot at doing that. See, that's the weak approach. That's the approach that Judge Napolitano wants them to take. Judge Napolitano says, well, good luck with that. You've already put out a reason for that. You're not going to be able to pull that back, and you get a different group of lawyers. Well, that tells the judge that your case has got a problem. Get it out of the courts. They don't have any jurisdiction here. Go full Andrew Jackson on their butts, President Trump. Go full Andrew Jackson. You got the portrait. Put on the coat. Do the Andrew Jackson thing. Let's talk a little bit about fossil fools. You know, we've got everybody's having a lot of fun with the idea that there's massive rain and floods in Washington, D.C. The swamp is full now. Good luck draining it. No, it's full of water. The swamp is underwater. The White House is leaking, says USA Today, literally leaking. The roof is leaking in certain places. They've had a lot of leaks in the past. But the real issue is the climate panic, right? If it's anything that happens with the weather is proof. And actually, both sides use this. Let's be honest about this. You know. And the fact is that you've got unseasonably cold weather. Sometimes you have unseasonably warm weather. Sometimes you have no storms. Sometimes you have a lot of storms. But to the left, it's all evidence that the sky is falling. To the chicken little alarmist, the sky is falling. And I guess, you know, when we look at this, what's happening in Washington, D.C., we've got to have Mother Nature very, very angry with us, right? Remember the, was it Jennifer Lawrence, I think? The Mother movie? The director, Darren Aronofsky or something? Sorry, I don't follow Hollywood that much anymore. But yeah, they came up with that. And the whole premise of that was, you know, Mother Nature is angry at everybody. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Or Gaia, the female goddess of the earth. When I took my kids to London in 2001, they were young at the time. Now one of my sons is producing the show. But when I took them to London in 2001, we took them for a little bit. My wife and I wanted to see a lot of museums. They got tired of museums after a while. So we took them to the Children's Museum. Thought maybe that'll placate them. Well, not so much. We took them up to the third floor. They had a playground area up there. And on a big screen TV, they had playing in a loop a movie that I took a home movie of. And I've got all these things stashed away. I've got to get these things transferred before the tapes demagnetize. Once I get this I'm going to show you what this thing looks like on the show one day. It was one of the most unbelievable pieces of propaganda you've ever seen. And it was the Gaia theory. And it was happening at the same time that the guy who came up with the name, Lovelace, was pulling back from supporting the whole climate change, global warming issue, right? But the whole idea behind Gaia is they take the name from Greek mythology. Gaia was a living earth. And, of course, the earth is this living organic thing that just evolved. It just happened one day. right? No creator, no intelligence created it. It just happened, you know, spontaneously. Spontaneous creation of everything all at once. All these interrelated, complementary things. It's just all spontaneously generated at the same time. And you and I, all the humans, are viruses on Mother Earth. And so while these kids are playing, I'm watching this radical environmental propaganda that is playing in the background, kind of as a subliminal programming of these kids, that they are evil, that they are a virus, that they are killing Mother Earth. And for the sake of all these other things that just spontaneously generated all at the same time, they have to be eradicated. We need fewer kids. Well, the kids have really got that message from the government schools, haven't they? Nobody is getting together anymore. You're not having any kids. Families are disappearing and so forth. And then added to the no longer having the desire to have families or kids, we've added the physical things to our environment that have caused our ability to reproduce, our physical ability to reproduce, the spermageddon, as some people have termed it, the radical drop in sperm count and so forth from our environmental aspects. They've added that in to make sure that just in case you somehow catch the desire to have kids, you won't be able to. When we come back, we're going to talk about fossil fools. Stay with us.
Line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government.
Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide. Bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals, with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So we got lots of rainstorms in Washington, D.C., so the sky is falling. We got earthquakes in California, so I'm surprised they haven't blamed that on global climate change. They probably have already. Probably got some Democrat somewhere already blaming that on climate change. You know, I had a caller a couple of months ago talking about solar activity, because, you know, that does affect our climate, by the way. It even creates seasons, in case you haven't noticed. Of course, it's kind of hard to detect the seasons here in Austin. But other people in other parts of the country do have four seasons. And that's due to the sun. Yes, it does have an overriding effect on our weather, believe it or not. And as this caller called in, he said, hey, you know, here's a website where you can go and you can follow solar activity. You can see we're going into a solar minimum. As Professor Soon, many times I've had him on the program, has pointed out, said, yeah, we're going into a solar minimum. The solar activity goes through cycles and so forth, and we're headed for a minimum. And this person who called in said, you know, we've got some people who are looking at this data and playing around with it, the caller, listener to this program. And he said, a lot of people believe they can even trace solar flares and solar activity to things like earthquake increased activity and so forth. So yeah, maybe it is a climate-related thing, but not man-made. Not man-made. But, of course, there are other people who say, oh, yeah, well, we got the fracking. That's causing all the earthquakes and so forth. Who knows? It's always going to be the fault of somebody that they want to blame, and they're going to discount or ignore anything that the sun has to do with that. Meanwhile, President Trump tells us the truth about Green New Deal. He noted that, and this is interesting, but one of the first things that President Trump did was to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, unfortunately, because he appointed Rex Tillerson, which I think President Trump would now agree was a mistake. I said it was a mistake when his name was floated. I said, this guy is a radical environmentalist, climate alarmist. And I had all these people on social media say, you're crazy. He works for Exxon. You know, he wants fossil fuels. It's like, no, you don't get it. The big oil companies have already pivoted to investing in what they call renewable energy sources. They want to dump this other stuff. They are the early adopters of these, you know, sustainable, renewable energy sources, and they want everybody to flip over to that because they're already in on the ground floor with that. That's their big play on money. Besides, if they put restrictions on oil and so forth, make it more scarce, make it harder to drill, the oil companies become to oil what De Beers is to diamonds. They get a monopoly of this scarce resource. It becomes more scarce. They want it to be scarce. They want it to be perceived as scarce. They want it something that is controlled tightly because they control the people who will control it. They control the government officials who will control it. So I said, you're completely wrong about Rex Tillerson. He's a radical environmentalist, and he fought President Trump for 6 months until President Trump got out of the Paris Climate Accord. Trump noted America has been more successful in getting rid of carbon emissions than all the other signatories on the Paris Climate Accord. Everybody is giving him grief because he got out of the Paris Climate Accord. All these globalists, people like Macron, who's got his own citizens rioting against him. Oh, he got out of the Paris Climate. That's horrible. President Trump says, he said, listen to this. We are number one in the world for access to clean drinking water. ranked number one in the world. One of the main messages of air pollution, particulate matter, he said, is six times lower here than the global average. President Trump went on to say, since 2000, our nation's energy-related carbon emissions have declined more than any other country on Earth. See, the whole point, let me just interject here in his comments, the whole point of the Paris Climate Accord, and even many environmentalists who believe in man-made global warming, said the Paris Climate Accord is nothing but a political and economic weapon. It allows the biggest and dirtiest polluters of the earth, China and India, to continue to build unregulated, you know, they don't have to meet any pollution standards, and they can build as many power plants as they want for decades before that gets leveled off, before they have to do any reduction. Meanwhile, America and the rest of the developed world has to immediately start cutting, not just leveling off, but cutting. So it was a massive economic ploy to transfer economic and political power to China and India. And if you're talking about a global problem, which is what these environmentalists were saying, you're talking about a global problem, it's not going to solve anything globally if you allow the two biggest and dirtiest polluters to continue to get bigger and dirtier. President Trump went on to say, emissions are projected to drop in the United States in 2019 and 2020. We're doing a very tough job, and not everybody knows it, and that's one of the reasons we're here today to speak to you. Every single one of the signatories to the Paris Climate Accord lags behind America in overall emissions reductions. Who would think that's possible, he said. For this reason, in my first year in office, I withdrew the United States from the unfair, ineffective, very, very expensive Paris Climate Accord. And then Trump went on to say, while we're focused on practical solutions, more than 100 Democrats in Congress now support the so-called Green New Deal. Their plan is estimated to cost our economy nearly $100 trillion, a number unthinkable, a number not affordable, even in the best of times. He said it'll kill millions of jobs, it'll crush the dreams of the poorest Americans, and disproportionately harm minority communities. I will not stand for it. We will defend the environment, but we will also defend American sovereignty, American prosperity, and we will defend American jobs. See, that's the whole thing. The Paris Climate Accord, President Trump is 100% right on this. The Paris Climate Accord was about destroying our economy, but also about destroying our sovereignty. You know, we just had Ross Perot die today at the age of 89. NAFTA was not just about destroying our economy and our jobs. NAFTA was about destroying our sovereignty. And unfortunately, President Trump doesn't see that about NAFTA 2.0, which is what he calls the U.S. MCA, U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. That agreement still has the same sovereignty-destroying elements in it that NAFTA does, even if President Trump negotiated some better terms for this industry or that industry at the expense of some other industries. It still destroys our sovereignty. It is still a bad agreement, and I hope that it fails. So I agree with President Trump on the Paris Climate Accord. I think he's exactly wrong about the USMCA. Now, to give you an idea how crazy these people are, a writer for the Atlantic magazine, Taylor Lorenz, a woman, tweeted this out. Climate Depot picked this up. Air conditioning, she said, is unhealthy, bad, miserable, and sexist. Sexist. Air conditioning is sexist. Of course, we heard that in the Democrat debates for governor last term in 2018. Remember Cindy Nixon, I think? Some actress was taking on Cuomo, talking about how sexist the air conditioning in the debates was. She says, so air conditioning is unhealthy, bad, miserable, and sexist. I can't explain how many times I've gotten sick over the summer because of overzealous air conditioning in offices. Ban air conditioning. Ban air conditioning. And quotes or links to a New York Times article. What has our obsession with air conditioning made us? And what comes next? And they wrote another op-ed piece. Do Americans need air conditioning? Well, yes, we do. Especially those of us here in Texas. We need it good and hard. We'll be right back. Yeah, tell just like Obama. He goes to Africa and he says, hey, y'all can't have air conditioning, he says as he flew on our private jet. We'd melt the planet. You know, that's the elitism of these people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom renaissance worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link. Infowars.com/show kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. 1776 worldwide.
Serving with Infowars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get into Jeffrey Epstein's America here. I want to expose a little bit of it. Before we do, I want to just go a little bit more in terms of the UN 2030 agenda. You know, as I was reporting in the last segment, you know, this writer for The Atlantic, and we got the New York Times, and they're all out there saying, just ban air conditioning. That's the solution from the left. Anytime, anything they don't like, they want to ban. I don't like that. Ban it. That's how authoritarian they are. Anything they don't like, ban it. I don't like InfoWars speech. Ban it. I'm not going to argue with them. Ban them. I don't like whatever. I don't like air conditioning. Ban it. I don't like these people in the public square. Beat them. Oregon governor now, Kate Brown, said yesterday she's ready to use her executive power to lower carbon emissions following a 9-day Republican walkout that derailed climate legislation. They're trying to put in a radical cap-and-trade program. It'd be the second state to do this. California has already done this. And so she says, I'll just use an executive order, I think. Yeah, that's the ticket. I think I'll use an executive order. So this cap that they want to put in, the Democrats want to put in, and again, the Republicans in the Senate all left. They said, this is so radical, we've got to have a discussion about this. We're not going to let the Democrats ram this thing through. So they just left. And then she started threatening to have these people arrested. One of the Republican legislators said, I've been a security consultant in other countries. I've been in the military. I've been a political prisoner. I'm not going to be one again. So if you want to send some people to arrest me, to force me into the legislature, well, you better send some people who are heavily armed and make sure they're bachelors. Others just skipped out of state. And this proposal, how radical it is, it proposes capping climate-changing emissions, requires businesses to buy or trade from a dwindling pool of pollution credits or allowances. Who do they get these indulgences? This is a case of indulgences. Again, the thing that caused the Reformation in Germany was the fact that the Catholic Church was saying, hey, if we got a holiday, a holy day, you're going to have to pay an indulgence to open your business. Otherwise, you're going to have to close on those holy days, those holidays. And they got enough of them that a lot of the merchants said, you know, we're going to push back again. That was really the economic basis behind the Reformation. And that's essentially what this is. They're making you buy an indulgence from Al Gore and these other people. Why should I have to pay Al Gore if I want to use air conditioning, right? No, I shouldn't. And that's the question. Who benefits from this? Who are you going to be paying for the indulgence of running a car or taking an airplane flight or turning on your air conditioning or having meat? Who are you going to pay these carbon credits to? Why should you have to pay these people? So they said not only did the Senate Republicans walk out, but they had a lot of loggers, truckers, and others flood the Capitol to protest and to support the Republican senators who walked out. And they said, guess what? Same thing that President Trump just said. They said, this is going to kill jobs. It's going to raise the cost of fuel. It's going to gut small businesses in rural areas. And they're exactly right. The original cap and trade proposal would have begun in 2021. It would set the state on track to lower emissions to 45% below 1990 levels by 2035, 80% below by 2050. And of course, this radical Kate Brown in Oregon is not stopping there. She's signed a bill to give illegal immigrants driver's licenses. And that will become Oregon will become the 14th state to give driving licenses to foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in the United States. Why? Well, because they need it. Because these people who crashed our border and don't care about our border laws are so concerned about violating traffic laws. No, it's about giving them the vote. It's about giving political power to the Democrats. You know, these people who come across the border without even a second thought, they don't need no stinking badges to drive. They'll do whatever they want. And then we have these articles that you see popping up everywhere. I just want to talk about this briefly before I get into Epstein. Almost half the cars in Norway that were sold in 2019 are electric cars. This was put out by Bloomberg. It's picked up by a lot of different organizations. Why is that? That's up from a 31% share in 2018. So the sale of petroleum-fueled cars has declined about 29% compared to the same period last year. Well, why is it? Well, they are paying people to do this. It's not because people want to. They're being paid to do that. It's a carrot and a stick. The Norwegian parliament had set a goal for 2025 to have all cars zero emissions. That means that by 2025, they wanted to have everything electric. And so when you look at this, I would say that that's not a win for these people. It's actually a loss. I mean, they're talking about 45% of the cars. So people are still buying petroleum-based cars, internal combustion engines, 55% of them. And they're supposed to get to zero by 2025. That's only 6 years away. And they said it comes down not to ecological benefits, but to bribing people with money. Motorists are typically subject to punitive levels of taxation in Norway. Those who buy a purely electric vehicle are rewarded with not only a string of incentives, but they get an exemption from a lot of different taxes, including the 25% value-added tax. They can avoid paying all road taxes. They can avoid paying all road tolls. Electric vehicles don't have to pay but half the price on ferries. They get free municipal parking in cities, and they can use the bus lanes for now. For now. Once they rope everybody, just like social media, once they get everybody pulled in, then they, okay, now you pay the taxes. And that's why they want to push this so much, because then they'll have to say, well, we can't charge you a road tax to fix the roads as a gas tax. So we're going to have to track your every movement. And you're going to have to, we're going to have to tax you by the mile. We just have to, you know, somebody's got to pay for the roads. So that means we're going to track your every movement so we can tax your every movement. Buying a gas or diesel car in Norway is very expensive. For example, in this article, they point out a Honda CR-V. In the United States, it costs $25,000. In Britain, it costs $27,000. In Norway, it costs $60,000. $25,000 car in America, $60,000 for this Honda in Norway. Why? Because of taxes. Two and a half times the price. Two and a half times the price because of all those taxes I just pointed out. And then, of course, it's also a lot cheaper to run because they don't add any road taxes to the electricity that they get. And they also don't have to pay any of these other fees. And so they wind up saving about $4,000 a year on road taxes. However, the problem is, as I said, they're going to stop all this free ride, literally free ride for the electric people. And they already did. Just recently, Norway, after they registered the 50,000th electric car, they had to cut back on the incentives. They said this incentives are so vast that it was very silly not to buy an electric car. So the Norwegians did. So after they bought the electric cars, they killed the subsidies. Owners will now have to pay half the road tax from 2018 and all of it from 2020 on. So next year, they're going to have to pay the road tax. VAT exemptions will also be replaced by a subsidy, which will probably be revoked over time. Local authorities can now decide whether or not they offer free parking to electric vehicles, whether or not they get exempted from tolls, whether or not they can use bus lanes. And they said that's become a problem. During rush hour in December, electric cars accounted for 3 out of every 4 vehicles in a bus lane between a rich suburb and the city. They said it's gotten so crowded that it doesn't mean anything. And what is it going to cost, as President Trump was saying, it's going to bankrupt us. What's it going to cost to get to a fossil fuel-free USA? Well, only about $4.5 trillion with a T, trillion dollars. It would require the installation of 1,600 gigawatts of new solar and wind capacity. 1,600 gigawatts. That's gigawatts, Marty. You better hope there's electric storm so that Doc can get some some of that stuff. It's absolutely ludicrous what they want to do. And that's not even talking about the plastic straw ban that went into effect in Washington, D.C. Fines up to $800 for having a plastic straw. And, of course, they're going to have mystery shoppers, inspectors, who are going to be going around to all the different restaurants and everything. I'll tell you what. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Epstein. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening now. It's worldwide against the globalist. The American system versus the anti-human, anti-God world government. Ladies and gentlemen, any war to be successful needs funding, and we make it easy. That's why we're launching our biggest sale yet, 1776 worldwide, bigger than our Christmas specials. 75% off is the best deals with a lot of our best-selling items at that price, down to 25% off. And on top of it, we have a dozen items, including all apparel, for $17.76. So stock up and fund the InfoWar today in the $17.76 worldwide special, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. The globalists hope you don't. Whatever you do, choose what side you're on and take action.
If most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein here. As I said yesterday, they've already tried and failed. Fusion GPS, the same people who pushed the filthy fiction, the dirty dossier, these kind of ghost-written penthouse letter fantasies that they pushed to try to take President Trump out of office. They've already tried that once. And so the question is, you know, why are they doing this again? Some people believe, as Tom Luongo says, he thinks the Epstein arrest says that Trump is now out for blood. So is this a move by President Trump to come after the Clintons and that whole political establishment? I don't know. I mean, the other part of this, we see immediately, you got the corporate media pushing Trump, 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 Epstein, Trump, Epstein all the time. And as I said yesterday, there doesn't have to be anything there, just as we've seen for the last 2 years. There doesn't have to be any reality to the dirty dossier. There doesn't have to be any reality to the Russian conspiracy stuff for them to go with it and to hang out there. And so I'm not exactly sure. I hope that it's the case that President Trump is now out for blood. But when I look at this and I see that it is the daughter of James Comey, who's now the prosecutor, when I see the corporate media reaction, when I see, as Paul Joseph Watson pointed out, in his story on summitnews.com, he pointed out that You've got Wikipedia scrubbing any Clinton connections for quite some time before it comes back up. So you've got these editing wars that are going on Wikipedia. That's why you can't trust Wikipedia. They removed all the information about the connection between Epstein and Clinton, but they put more stuff in there about Epstein and Trump. So it's all about perception. It's all about how much they can lie and get away with it. But I also want to talk about what's going on besides these political games. Yeah, I'll get back into these political games here, but I want to talk about what this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing says about the state of America. Jeffrey Epstein, just like Harvey Weinstein, they're just the tip of a thoroughly corrupted society. And a society that's been sold to us by the media establishments, by the news, by the educational establishment, by the entertainment establishment. You now find yourself living in some perverted MTV video world is really what's going on. Just take a look at what happened over the weekend on Sunday. This all-ages drag show in Denver, reported by CBS. And you got parents dragging their kids to this pedophile event. Just like you got parents taking kids to these drag queen story hours everywhere. Protesters were protesting this event. Again, it's all ages. A sex show for all ages. This is what the kinder gender agenda is about. Let's take these kids in kindergarten. Let's confuse them about gender. Let's pretend that they can make a decision way before they're thinking or understand anything at all about sex. And if they can make up their mind, if they're mature enough to decide what gender they are, then of course they can make up their mind to have consensual sex. I mean, that's the whole point of all this, right? The whole point has been we have statutory rape laws which say before a certain age, nobody can legally consent to having sex because they don't have the maturity to understand what's really involved here. And so we make that illegal. And ideally, we punish people like Jeffrey Epstein. We send them to prison unless they've got big political connections. Or unless they're people like Dennis Hastert that they're grooming for office because they can blackmail them. And then all these people, surprise, surprise, all these people like Dennis Hastert and the rest of them, they make sure there's a very short statute of limitations on child rape. Oh, well, they got to tell us, the kids have got to tell us about this before 3 years are up or they get off scot-free. That's the corruption side of it. But the moral corruption side of it is what's being sold to you and to your children on a daily basis. I find that much more alarming than the fact that we've got corrupt people in high office. You will always have the most corrupt people in high office. That's what I was talking about in terms of Song of the South and Uncle Remus and Aesop's stories. The people, the base of America, the grassroots of America, it's where you're going to find the humanity, the morality, the respect for individual people. You're not going to find it with the elites. You never find that in any culture with the elites. They never respect humanity. They never have any form of morality. But when we get these people propagandizing us through the MTV culture, through Hollywood, through Disney, when they propagandize us, when they propagandize our children, when they get fed that stuff at school, at those institutions, that's when the base of the population gets corrupted, not just the elite at the top. That's the thing that really concerns me, how sick this is. Children making their way to the venue in Denver, escorted by adults, many of them wearing earphones so they wouldn't hear the people protesting this. And one woman, Elizabeth Mitchell, said, "These kids are so brave. I'm a Christian. And because I'm a mother of a gay child and my granddaughter is performing in this today, there is a lot of emotion and a lot of conflict for me." Yeah, there's a lot of cognitive dissonance for you if you say you're a Christian. Seriously? See, this is where this is all happening. This is where they've erased the foundations of morality in our country. U.S. confidence in organized religion remains low. Newest Gallup poll, you'll see this on the Drudge Report. 36% of Americans only have confidence in church or organized religion. Is that because these people like her? Oh, I'm a Christian, but I don't think that God created male and female. There's no fear of God in the elite, and now there's no fear of God in the people who profess to be organized religion Christians. And even the parents, even the families are failing because of this, right? They don't understand what their job is. The New York Times is talking about how parents are going out and getting consultants to help them get kids off of the devices, you know, these phones that have taken over our lives. And I agree. That's a good goal. Try to get them off. But don't you realize your parents? See, the Christians don't understand. They don't pay any attention to God. They don't pay attention to the Bible. Parents don't pay attention to their authority. They are hiring screen-free parenting coaches, says the New York Times. They come into homes and schools and they give refresher courses on how people once raised their kids without having the distraction, constant distraction of computer screens. Here's the weaning. If I was one of these consultants, I would wean these people for starters. I would say, okay, let's get some Little Rascals movies. And you can see what it was like when we had free range kids out here playing and doing dangerous stuff. So you have them watch that. And they say, wouldn't you like to do something like that? Wouldn't you like to be free in your own life? No, we can't do that. So the families have failed because the churches have failed. And because all those have failed, we now have people like Jeffrey Epstein getting away with anything, as they always do. But what is concerning, more concerning to me than even the Jeffrey Epstein thing, is the drag queen story hours, the propagandizing of our kids, the gender confusion that is added towards our kids. Again, it wasn't but about 20 years ago that parents would protest the schools teaching their kids about heterosexual sex. They would say, look, the kids are only 8 years old. I don't want you talking about sex to my kid at 8 years old. That's something that I do when they're ready. I'm the one who determines that. No, you don't. You turn your kids over to the school. The judges have said, in loco parentis, you have abandoned your child to the school, to the state, and we will operate in loco parentis in place of the parents. They will decide what your kids are told. And they have a very, very perverse agenda for your children. And you may not realize that. That's the real sadness in this culture that goes far beyond Jeffrey Epstein and the things that he was doing. I was 14. I had braces, said one victim, when he forced himself on her. Another one, I was just 16. The one who was 14 said she was still in middle school. I still had braces on. Like, I remember standing in his kitchen. He had a lot of girls, a lot of young girls there all of the time. And now this guy has been caught. They say, the FBI says they've got a trove of nude images of minors that they found in his $77 million mansion. This is because the pedophiles never stop. Once a pedophile, always a pedophile. That's why they have the laws to identify these people as sex offenders. Once they do this, they don't change. They don't change. It's no surprise. And yet, Zero Hedge tweeted out, the lawyer says, oh, this is ancient stuff. And they quoted him and they said, this is when you fire your lawyer. The whole idea that, oh, this is old charge. No, they've got some new pictures. Some new pictures. We didn't even get into the connections with DynCorp, State Department, the CIA, Bill Clinton, and others. And this is, hopefully, this is what's going to unravel. But the question is, there's two sides to this war. President Trump may be going to war against them. I hope he is. But these people are definitely going to try to smear President Trump, even though they don't have the evidence for that. They've already tried to do it in the past. That's it for the broadcast. Thank you for listening.
1776 worldwide. That's a term I coined 15 years ago. What does it really mean? It means the idea of American freedom renaissance worldwide. Doesn't mean we go conquer countries. It means our superior Western values of true freedom get adopted, because compared to globalism, it's night and day. We're going to do a 34-hour special broadcast that kicks off this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. with David Knight, runs right through with me and many others till the next day at 6 p.m. on the War Room. We're going to have our crew in D.C. at the White House summit on social media. We're going to be at the after party with all the key folks taking action against censorship and so much more. So everybody, share that link. Infowars.com/show, kicking off this Thursday at 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. 1776 worldwide.
Infowars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.